Blog Talk.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Today, we are talking about last day's preparation, countdown to departure. I'm going to take a few excerpts out of my book today, and we're going to just talk on some things that are occurring in the world where we can see that it won't be long before Christ returns. So let's get started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for each and every person, Lord God, that may hear this broadcast. Father, we ask that this word will go forth with power, with conviction, and that we will have this word in our heart, Father God, that we will take heed to this word, Lord God, and that we will live accordingly in obedience to your word, God, and that we prepare ourselves through the word of God, through fasting, through prayer, and obedience to the word of God for Christ's return. And we thank you. We give you our praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. All right, last day's preparation. And when we talk, it says, what comes to your mind when you hear the word last day? Let's take a look at the word last. Last is being or coming after others in place or time. In short time, last means final. We are in our final days on earth. And I know some people may say, well, people have been saying this for years and years and years, and Christ hadn't come back yet. Well, when we read our word, we will find out that there were a list of things that Christ left in the word of God that will give us ample enough time to prepare and to know and understand when he will return. It don't give us a day, time, or hour, but he gives us things and events that will happen to let us know that he is soon to return. Okay, we are not born to live forever. We have to leave this earth. Scientists are trying to find ways to make people, clone people, to do whatever they have to do to people, but it's not natural. We are born, we are going to die. So we will leave this earthly world. Our spirits will go to heaven or will go to hell. I know people say, well, it's purgatory. There ain't no such thing. Heaven or hell. We have a choice to decide where we want to spend eternity by the life we live and the fruit we bear. What fruit are we bearing today? People now, and as I look around and I see the buildings are so full of people called the church, but people have no fire for the things of God. They have no enthusiasm, no excitement. It's just like, oh, yeah, especially for the truth and the word, very scarce. The word of God says that in the last days there will be a great falling away. A falling away of what? It's going to be a falling away of faith. It's going to be a falling away of holiness and righteous living, right alignment with God, caring about the word of God. People nowadays don't fear God. I don't care what God's words say. I just don't care. I do what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, or who I want to do it with. And that is not a way to prepare for these last days, because, my friend, we don't know the day nor the hour. Our spirit, man, will leave our body. That's our last day. So even though we're talking today about the return of Christ, some of us may leave, our spirit may leave our body before Christ even returns. And guess what? That's the end of your day on this earth. And whether you are prepared or not prepared, when that spirit leaves that body, that's the end of your world. That's the end of your life on this earth. Prepare to make ready. It means to furnish or equip. God has equipped us with everything we need to prepare for his return. He's left us a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. He has left us as the Holy Ghost shall lead you and guide you into all truth. It is very important that we get filled with the Holy Ghost today, not just get saved, not just receive Christ as our Savior. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But we need the power of the Holy Ghost to keep us, to lead us, to guide us. We need spiritual discernment right now more than we ever needed it. We need spiritual discernment. So if you don't have spiritual discernment today, you need to be praying and fasting and asking the Lord to give you spiritual discernment so that you can discern what spirit is of God and what spirit is not. There are a lot of people out there preaching, teaching, doing all types of things in the name of, quote, quote, Jesus, but we know that 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4 tells us that there is another Jesus, another gospel, and another spirit. And that's what we're seeing right now. Just because somebody mentioned the name of Jesus don't mean that they're talking about Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Jesus of the Bible, because 2 Corinthians 11:4 tells us that there is another spirit. And a lot of people are walking in that other spirit. They're not walking in the right spirit. A person can talk, teach all day long, but what spirit is that person of? We're going to look at some scriptures. I'm going to just take my time and teach a little bit, and we'll get done with what we need to get done with. And what we don't finish today, we'll finish up another day. Ephesians chapter 6, I'm not going to read all the scriptures, but I'm going to read some of them. Ephesians chapter 6, we're going to start at verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You cannot fight this spiritual battle. This is not against flesh and blood. And you cannot fight this spiritual battle in your own flesh, within your own thinking, what you think, how you feel, how you see it. You can't go up and punch the devil. You can't go up and punch demons. You cannot defeat the enemy in the natural. You have to walk in the spirit. You have to be strong in the Lord. It says, and in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. It told you, put on the whole armor of God, that you, God's not going to put this armor on you. You and I, we're responsible for putting this armor on ourselves. God is not going to put it on us. He told us in his word for us to put this on. We are to put this on. And I tell people, just like you clothe yourself every day, you're responsible for clothing yourself with the word of God, with the things of God, with the armor of God. You're to put each piece on where it goes properly daily. If you're going to fight the wiles of the enemy, stand against the wiles of the devil. It says a wile is a slick, a trick, a stratagem. If every day you get out of that bed, even when you go to bed, the enemy is plotting against your life. He's plotting against your family. He's making plots and making strategies to trap you, to snare you. So you have to be on guard at all times. That's why the word tells us to pray without ceasing. That may not mean you may be on your knees all day or be on your face all day. You could be in your car driving and steady praying and praying and talking to God. You could be wherever you are at work or school and be praying in your heart all day and just praying to the Lord. So the enemy can't stop you from praying. Nobody can stop you from praying. They may say, well, they don't want you to pray on your job. They don't want you to pray, but they can't stop you from praying because you can be right there and on your heart. In your heart, you're praying. Sorry about that. Smashed the wrong button. For we wrestle, number 12, verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's principalities in the air. There are certain territorial demons and rulers that are in the spiritual realm, that are in the second heavenly, that are in the air, demonic spirits. Principalities. These are demons. These are demonic forces that we fight against daily. But the way to defeat them, as we just read, is in the power of God. It's in the power of his might, not within our own power, not within our own strength. We are, and to wrestle means we are contending. We are wrestling every day. We are fighting every day. Again, and we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's not that individual that's coming against you. That's not that individual that's cussing you out or that's setting snares for you and that envy you and hate you. That's the spirit of the enemy. And we have to go into war in the spiritual realm to fight against the enemy. Not against that individual, but against that spirit. It wrestle means to struggle hand in hand with an opponent in an attempt to throw him or her to contend. So if you think about that, as we read this word and we know we're in the last days and we know that the demonic spirits, there are more demons that are loose now than ever before. This generation is dealing with a bunch of demons that have been released from hell. And I know we pray prayers, people pray prayers and say, I bind you and I send you back to the pit of hell. That is not, they're not going back to the pit of hell. The devil is not going back to the pit of hell. It is not his time to go back to hell yet. Because the word of God says he walks to and fro on this earth. seeking whom he may devour. So he's not going to hell right now. It's not time for him to go to hell. Verse 13 says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Is there somebody else on the line? Hello? 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 Okay, I'm hearing something else on the line. I don't know if someone's else online or not, but something comes through my line. So, okay, then I'm going to go on. 13 says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Having done all, to stand. When you've done all you know to do, when you pray, when you fast it, when you sought the face of God, when you obey the word of God, when you've done all you know to do, it says, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Because this battle is not yours, it's the Lord. And you cannot win this battle within your own power. The Lord prepares his soldiers with every spiritual weapon they need. God has given us every spiritual weapon that we need. We just got to utilize it. It's like if you're in an army, they give you your weapons to use to go fight on the battlefield. They teach you, they train you how to use your weapons. But now it's up to you if you pick it up and if you use it. So he's giving you everything you need, every spiritual weapon. But you have to utilize it. This battle is not fought with physical hands or physical weapons. Once you become born again, you're automatically enlisted into the army of God. So once you have become born again, you're automatically enlisted in it. You may say, well, you know, I didn't sign up for this. Yes, you did. When you went up to the, when you gave your life to Christ, you said, Lord, I surrender. I give you my life. I give you my heart. I know people told you this big old fantasy that everything going to be peaches and cream, everything going to be Friday, and you're going to get this, and this is your year, and this is your blessing. Here, come here, blessing in your mouth, quote, speak, believe. And all of that's good, all of that's good. But when you gave your life over to Christ, you entered into a war. And now the gates of hell, and I often say the gates of hell in the front, the gates of hell on the side, and the gates of hell in the back have opened up on your life because hell wants you back. And the devil's not going to allow you to walk around here praising God, loving on God, witnessing about God, praying for people and people getting healed, delivered, and brought to Christ. He's not going to let you just come up here and do this easy. Oh, no, you have entered a war. But it's only through Christ. It's only through the power and the strength of God's might, the power of the Holy Ghost, that you're going to be able to stand. I wrote this little note to the side. It's in my book. It says here, a soldier is much disciplined in the things of God. They discipline themselves in prayer, fasting, being obedient to the word of God, as well as being led by the Holy Spirit. I'm going to read that again. A soldier, if you are born again into the body of Christ, you have become a soldier of Christ. You need to be much disciplined. Discipline is the Greek root word for disciple. So if you say you are a disciple of Christ, you need to discipline yourself in the things of God. It's a discipline to get up and fast and turn over the plate and not eat, stomach growling, feeling weak, but you still say, Lord, I surrender myself to you. I give myself over to you today. Stomach, I bind you up in the name of Jesus. You're going to get some water. You're going to get some word, and that's all you're going to get in the name of Jesus. God, I give my body unto you. I sacrifice my life, my body, up unto you, God. So that's a discipline. Getting up, reading your word every day, and not just reading it, but meditating on that word, studying of that word, getting you a Bible concordance, a dictionary, looking up what words mean, searching the scriptures, seeking the face of God every day, walking in his will. And when you read that word and study that word and rightly dividing that word, then you can take that word, digest that word, and live in obedience to that word. And I'm telling you, that takes discipline, because the body of Christ is so weak and effeminate now, and so weak and just ran down, lacking, you know, like in your body, when in your natural body, you lacking iron deficiency, you feel real weak, you feel like you're going to faint, you're just tired, you don't feel like doing nothing, and you go check your iron, and your iron is a little low. So then you have to take iron pills or take some vitamins to build your iron back up. That's how it is. A lot of spiritually anemic, thank you, Holy Spirit, spiritually anemic Christians around here have no backbone, have no fortitude, have no fire. The things of God don't excite them. They're so bored when it comes to the word of God. Listening to teaching like this, sitting here 15, 20, 30 minutes, that's too long. But you can sit in front of a movie for hours, movies that you have no business even watching. And you sit there for hours, and you're into that movie. You get your popcorn. You get your snacks. You're into that movie, and you want to know what's going to happen in this movie. But you can't get excited. Something is wrong when we say we're born again, and we can't get excited. Because guess what? The enemy done come. He done opened up some gates, every side of the gates of hell on you. You wore out. You beat down. You done, and then you listen to his lies. And you accept his lies, but he's a liar, because it's through the power and the might and the strength of the Holy Ghost that we're able to stand. If I got the crown, I'm still going to say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless you. Devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I'm calling down my strengthening angels. If Jesus had to call down, if strengthening angels came down to minister to Jesus, on the Mount of Olives, what do you think about you? What do you think about me? We need to call down our strengthening angels. The word of God tells us that I have given you angels charge over thee. Use our angels. Use them. Use one. That's one of the weapons we have. We have angels to encamp around about us. Hallelujah. We have the blood of Jesus, because the enemy can't come through the blood. We got the word of God that we can stand on, because when all else fails, God's word will never fail. It's power. That's our sword. That is our sword. Even though the devil can quote the Bible too, it's not powerful as it is when we quote it as a believer. We have been given all power, all authority by Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We have to put ourselves in discipline with fasting, prayer, and obedience to the word of God, and being led by the Holy Spirit. A lot of people ain't led by the Holy Spirit. They led by a spirit, but it ain't holy. They got the wrong spirit. I'm going to another page, and I'm going to skip over here right quick, because we only got like 12 more minutes. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. Did you hear that? My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they rejected it. When somebody get on here like I'm doing today, trying to feed you the truth, feed you the word, people nowadays, like I said, it's a great falling away from what? The truth, the word of God. People want to be entertained. They want to feel good messages. They don't want to receive correction. Nobody can tell me what to do. And it says they have been destroyed. The enemy going to destroy me, bring to a ruin. You're going to go on with your quote scriptures, posting them on Facebook, but ain't none to you. You ain't got no power. You ain't got no anointing. You can't help nobody. You ain't doing nothing for God. You're just sitting around spiritually dead, weak, and anemic in the spirit, because you are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because when you get that knowledge, when you receive that knowledge, you got to get up and do something with what you receive. It's nothing. It's not. It doesn't mean anything for me to preach all day long and you take notes and you know things. If you're not practicing those things, if you're not walking in obedience to those things, what good is it? It's not any good. It says, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. See, we bring curses on our children because of our disobedience. Yes, this is the word. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Not Lashonda, the word. He said, because you, parents, because you, mother, because you, father, that gave birth to this seed, because you rejected the truth, because you rejected the word, the iniquity, the generation of curse is going to fall on your children. They're going to suffer because of what the parent did and didn't do. And that's like some of us right now. I'm 40 years old. We'll be 41, Lord. I'll live to see next month. Thank you, Jesus. But a lot of the things I'm suffering right now is because of generational curses, is because of what my mother and what my father did and didn't do. And I had, and the curse came down on me. But I bind that generational curse right now in the name of Jesus, and I rebuke it right now. And the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan, and it will not pass down from me to my daughter because it stops here in the name of Jesus. Because I'm going to speak life over my daughter. I'm going to speak healing over my daughter. I'm going to speak deliverance over my daughter. So we have death and life is in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. It says here, ignorance is darkness and will destroy you. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Ephesians 4:18 says, teaching on demons and deliverance is very important. Without knowledge of demons and deliverance, the devil can operate being uncovered. I mean, he can be unexposed. He can do his dirt, and quote, in the name of Jesus. He can shout. He can roll on the floor. He can preach. She can teach. She seems so anointed. It's anointed. The devil anoints too. The devil appoints. We have to get spiritual discernment because I'm looking around. All you see is deception. I'm looking around, seeing everybody. Now, the word God says that many false apostles and false prophets will rise in this day. That's all you see. Everybody now is an apostle. Everybody now say they're prophets. On Facebook with your booty out, your breasts out, with the panties and bra, and calling yourself a woman of God or a man. This is pathetic. Really? The Holy Ghost says we are to be modest. Cover your stuff up. Nobody wants to hear you speaking in tongues and prophesying, and we saw your butt cheeks on Facebook. Nobody wants to see that. I don't. Proverbs 11:9 says, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not. So if you don't have the wisdom of God, ask him. He said, if you seek him, you shall find. If you not, it shall be open unto you. Ask him. Start talking to him. Communicate with him. He will give you everything you need. He will reveal himself to you. He will reveal the plan that he has for your life. The demonic spirits will do anything possible to keep people from receiving the knowledge that will make them free. Some people are saying they're free, not free at all. Just because you can run around and jump and shout and fall up, and roll on the floor, that don't mean nothing because you get right on up. And I see that a lot nowadays. I'm like, you need deliverance. You need to be born again because there is no way you're going to say you went to a service or a conference or whatever you went to rolling in the floor. I know things that this is a progressive deliverance, but you're rolling in the floor. Oh, she was on fire for God. She did this. Leave right out the building, go right back home, get in a bed with Johnny, open up your legs and allow Johnny to come into your inner court. And the word of God tells us that fornicators have their part in the lake of fire. I can't speak for nobody else, but I know when I was born again, I wanted to puke trying to fornicate. There's no conviction. There's no fear. You just live your life like however you want to live and do whatever you want to do. The devil is alive. We are definitely in the last days of you better get spiritual discernment. I don't want to hear it. Don't come trying to tell me what so-and-so is a powerful woman of God, a powerful man of God. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Do what God calls you to do. I ain't put no man, no woman, not myself on no pedestal because we are all just vessels used by God. If we allow the Holy Ghost to use us, he'll use us. If we allow the devil to use us, he'll use us. Whom you yield your members to, that's who you are a servant unto. I didn't get into the real part that I really want to get in, which is the witchcraft part, because I see a lot of witchcraft going on in the body of Christ, and I'm going to give you a short definition of this, and I'm going to give you a little excerpt from the book. Witchcraft comes in many shapes and forms. Witchcraft can be defined as one person or a group of people controlling or dominating the soul of another person. by a power other than the Holy Spirit. There are some pastors who use mind manipulation to control over God's heritage. These are not your people. These are not your members or your sheep. These are God's heritage. These are God's sheep. Nobody belongs to a man. They belong to God. And then also husbands can tend to dominate the wife, the wife controlling the husband, the pastors dominate the flock. And then when people who have been controlled and dominated by others need deliverance from witchcraft, the Bible says, "O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you?" Galatians 3:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit where they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. 1 John 4:1. You have to be very cautious when it comes to all these different spirits. One very particular spirit is transference of spirits. Spirits can be transferred from one individual to another through the bloodline, which is your inheritance, by association, which has soul ties, and through laying on of hands, even without physical contact. Even if you listen to someone teaching long enough, that spirit that they carry, if it's not a spirit of God, it's the wrong spirit, it can be transferred into your spirit. How, Shonda? Through your ear gate. It's a transference of spirit. So we got to be very careful in this day and time. People don't like this type of teaching, especially folks that's up in the, quote, what they call ministry, because it exposes them. This is not about you. This ain't about me. This ain't about trying to get a speaking engagement, about trying to do nothing. This ain't about none of that. This ain't about people trying to put me on a pedestal, like my post, don't like my post. It ain't about you liking me. As a matter of fact, the Word of God tells us that in this world we will be persecuted. So if the world is loving you and the world putting you on a pedestal and the world liking to be around you and patting you on your back, check your soul salvation, because the Word of God says that they will persecute you. They rejected the prophets in the Old Testament. Prophets went on. We didn't have, thank God, they didn't have Facebook back there, but I can guarantee you the stuff they would have been putting on that wouldn't have been what they're doing today. They would have killed, like Jezebel said, they look to kill the real prophets, because people don't want the truth. People don't want to be healed and delivered. People don't want to live holy and sanctified and separated from the world. People love the world. People love the world and the things in it. And people are selfish, and it's all about me, myself, and I. And if it ain't going to benefit me, I ain't helping you. I don't care about your soul. I just bring the money to the house, give the money, pay your tithes, pay your offering, and I don't care what happens to you during the week. Don't call me. Don't talk to me. Don't see me till the next Sunday. That's the mentality that these shepherds have now. These are wolves in sheep clothing. And the sheep are starving. The sheep are really, really starving. And it's just really a famine in the land. And this vexes the heart of God. This vexes my spirit. And I only got 20 seconds left on my broadcast. So I thank you all for coming in. I love each and every last one of you all. I hope I said something that blessed you. Last day's preparation, and I'll do a part 2.